Lake Effect continues on WUWM. I'm Mitch Teich. Tomorrow evening, the Milwaukee Film Festival will host an evening with Paul Attanasio. In this city, Attanasio may be best known for being the brother of Milwaukee Brewers owner Mark Attanasio, but his broader fame is as a screenwriter and producer. Attanasio wrote more than 100 episodes of the acclaimed TV show Homicide: Life on the Street, as well as the movies Donnie Brasco and Quiz Show, among others. More recently, he was executive producer on the Fox series House. Lake Effect's Dan Harmon reached Attanasio by phone from California, and Attanasio weighed in on the current state of the film industry.
I think it's an incredibly exciting time to be starting out in film and television. I think what you see happening is, because of technology, you have much greater access for creative people to distribution. And so, and you have many more finance entities at the kind of lower levels of capital. So if you are a young person and you want to make a movie today, you can get a camera. You can rent a camera for not very much money. You can buy a Red for more money than that. But, we shot an episode of House on for broadcast with a Canon camera, an SLR camera. And the barriers to entry are so low now. And then you can just put it up on the web and see if people find it. So I think that aspect of it is revolutionizing the opportunities for creative people starting out. And I think you're going to see much more diversity of work, much more diversity of programming. At the kind of the higher level, you see a very similar thing with in the television space because of Netflix, people having a lot more opportunity to watch television, to do so-called binge viewing, where they watch 6 or 8 hours of television on a rainy weekend. And it's both creating much more opportunity, because you have many buyers now in that cable / pay TV space, and it's creating a different kind of storytelling where, because the audience is, in essence, reading the programming like a novel, it allows for more novelistic storytelling, more depth of character, more detours, more ragged edges. And so I think in that space is incredibly exciting. As I said, and then the traditional independent movie space, which the budgets have keep coming down, but the number of people who are willing to sign a check keeps going up.
That's pretty evident if you just go to a film festival. It's almost an explosion of independent filmmakers and people filming things that they would not have been able to 10 years ago just because of the availability of equipment. But do you think that's had more of a, maybe we call it a democratic effect on film? Or do you think that, I don't know, if one is being mean-spirited, they might say, well, there's a lot of stuff that's just not worth watching. Or maybe that's the way it should be, that you have to pick and choose.
I think there's always been a lot of stuff that's not worth watching.
Okay.
And, if you go back to the gold, I have a fondness for the golden age of the studio system, and then when you go back and look at the titles, most of them are crappy. In the so-called golden age of television, or some people say we're in the second golden age of television, there's still a lot of separating the wheat from the chaff, so I don't think there's anything. I think it's great and exciting that more people can get in and make films, and they don't have to wait for somebody to tell them that what they wrote or what they have to say is worth saying.
Let me just put it a different way, which is, how much of this kind of newfound ability to be creative and in production, how much of that, and why doesn't it, if one doesn't agree, why doesn't it trickle up to production houses or bigger budget? It doesn't seem like that's the case. It seems like Hollywood and production are sort of in the same mode, or we're still stuck on reality shows. So there's all this creativity out there, but it's at a level below what most of us see on television.
Well, for starters, they're two different cultures. So, you know, when I started, it was an idea that it was very similar to the way the book list used to work, where they would publish younger authors and take a flyer, bring them along. When I started, there was a sense that you would make these movies within the system that were smaller, but that you would kind of raise up a generation within the system. And now the farm team, as it were, is, first of all, worldwide. But second, they're not coming up within the Hollywood system. So there is a complete culture shock. Now, sometimes it does work very well. And in terms of the trickling up, I would disagree with you to the extent that, for example, Paul Greengrass, who has become one of the top five directors of Hollywood, when he came to do the second Bourne movie, he really had done only little small political movies in Great Britain, and that were great and very distinguished. And he came out of that, came into a studio setting, made a genre movie that was fantastic, made a sequel to it that was just as fantastic, and now he's part of the Hollywood firmament.
Okay.
So it does trickle up to some degree. But there's a culture shock.
Okay.
And, we don't have a farm team. So the farm team is, the farm teams are out there doing their own thing. And then you have to kind of bring them into, making Hollywood films.
I want to get your opinion because you're in a unique position to answer it, which one hears rumors, I guess, about and just kind of murmurings around production people that there's sort of a talent drain in Hollywood, or people are either getting fed up with not being able to be creative, or maybe the financial burdens are just becoming so great that there's sort of a dispersal both around the U.S. and around the world of talent from Southern California and looking to do their own thing. Do you think it's true? And B, will it have a good effect on production?
The only talent drain I see is I think there's a real talent drain or brain drain out of traditional broadcast TV. Traditional broadcast TV has become too miserable, too limiting for many people, many writers who would prefer to make less money and go work in cable TV, where the strictures are very different. There's not the kind of volatility of shows being canceled. There's not the same ratings pressure. And there's not the content restriction. And not that the network presidents on the cable side don't also get their 2 cents in, but it really is considerably less intrusive than in broadcast TV. And on the other side of it, the goodies and the payoff and the rewards of broadcast TV have shrunk. There's still more than you can make in cable, but it's not the same disparities used to be. So I see a brain drain there. I don't see really a brain drain out of Hollywood films. I think Hollywood films, for many people, is still the major leagues, and there is still a curiosity or a desire for a director who's made a success in smaller movies to see if he can work on a bigger scale. And going back in time, the Coen brothers are one of the few examples of people who really substantially opted out of the Hollywood system, and despite their great early success and despite their great later success, they made True Grit at Paramount. They've really largely stayed out and done their own thing, sought their own financing. For the most part, people take a different arc, and they at least come and try it, even if they then leave.
I just want to ask you one more thing, and I'm curious, since you're going to be here tomorrow night at the Milwaukee Film Festival, where there's all kinds of aspiring filmmakers, well, they're not really aspiring because they've made films, what the Paul Attanasio of now would say, you know, what would you say to yourself if you could meet the Paul Attanasio of 20 years ago or at the time you were getting started? Do you have any advice?
Well, you know, when I started with Joe Mankiewicz, the great writer-director mm-hmm. of All About Eve and so many other great films. And Joe's advice to me was, don't do it. And I disagreed with him. I came out here, and I'm not sure my advice would be any different. But you can't tell people what to do.
Right. Well, Paul Attanasio, thank you for coming on Lake Effect. Let me give you a pre-welcome to Milwaukee, and congratulations on your successful career.
Thank you very much. I can't wait to get to Milwaukee. I always have a great time there.
Writer and producer Paul Attanasio speaking with Lake Effect's Dan Harmon. Attanasio's credits include TV shows such as House and Homicide, Life on the Street, and movies such as Quiz Show. He'll be featured in An Evening with Paul Attanasio tomorrow at the Milwaukee Film Festival. There's a link to more information from wuwm.com/lakeeffect. Another break, and then we'll learn how the U.S. Coast Guard works to ensure the service is portrayed accurately in movies and TV shows. This is Lake Effect from WUWM.